Com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Financial Group, Greg Wells and the great team there want to talk to you about what they do and how they do it and just how every single situation is different. They want to tailor stuff for you. 654-5043, the way to reach them, no matter where you are in your race and no matter how well you're doing in your race. Think about your financial race and winning it and finding a way to make it even better. If you're doing great, great. Let's make it better. If not, let's turn this thing around for you. Strategies for your success. Through their experience of knowing exactly what your family needs, exactly what your family wants. Retirement planning, wealth management strategies, portfolio reviews, alternative investments, 654-5043, 654-5043. Easy to remember, right there beside Max Drive-In, Pendleton Road in Clemson. It's KiwiFG.com, KiwiFG.com. Hideki Matsuyama wins at Augusta National. He beats Will Zalatoris by a shot, becomes the first major champion from Japan, becomes the first Asian Masters winner, and only the second player from Asia to ever win a major. Wai Yang was the first. Clemson baseball loses 2 out of 3 to Virginia. They win 6-1 Friday, lose 8-4 Saturday, and 6-5 on Sunday to fall to 15-13, 99 overall. Tigers have called to Charleston on Tuesday before going to Miami. 3-game set this weekend. Gamecocks take 2 out of 3 from Missouri. They host Charleston Southern on Tuesday before going to LSU this weekend. Major League Baseball, Joe Musgrove, no hitter this weekend. Braves take 2 out of 3. Actually, got a bad call last night. One understanding might could have swept that series. And NASCAR at Martinsville, Martin Truex Jr. wins, passes Denny Hamlin late to win there. And Clyde Trapp is headed to Charlotte to play for the 49ers, not the Hornets or Bobcats or whatever they are now. He's going to Charlotte to play for the 49ers if he doesn't enter the NBA draft there. A lot to do in this hour. I want to hear from you. 654-ROAR. A lot of guys have been on hold down for a while. Let me get the snap hook. Snap hook, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Awesome. Hope you had a great Masters weekend.
Heck yeah, man. It was a good showing, Mickey. I mean, there's a common theme about Masters winners, especially over the past decade, that, I mean, they have complete control over the golf ball from tee to green. And Matsuyama had it yesterday.
Yeah.
Every single shot, working it both ways. Really and truly, the only shot that he really missed was the tee shot on one.
Yeah. He really settled down after that.
He was in complete control.
Yeah.
He was in complete control, and his mistakes weren't misses. They were mis-executions. And, right. I mean, that's just what a ball-striking round. I mean, that was amazing. Truly amazing.
He is a ball striker. He can ball strike you to death. And I think he's a pretty good putter. He's a clutch putter at times, too. Made a lot of really key par putts. Bottom line is that he's been better than he's shown as far as wins go. He's a top 10 player and just hadn't won a whole lot coming in. But, boy, he looked good and looked really he looked focused. He looked in control. And he didn't look nerves were an issue for him.
When you can see a guy working driver both ways, draws when he needs them, fades when he needs them, yeah, watch out. Something happened here.
Yeah. Who knows what the future holds for him, but that was one of those, you kind of just get the monkey off your back a little bit, and who knows what it can lead to, but his game is solid, and I would expect it to continue to be solid.
No doubt. Appreciate it, Vicky.
Thank you, Snap Hook. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get to Clemson Dominates next, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Clemson Dominates. How you doing?
Hey, real good, Mickey. Great show as always.
Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Trevor Lawrence and the newly minted Mrs. Lawrence, who got married over the weekend.
Yeah, nice to see that.
Yeah, congratulations to them. As far as majors go, there have been 226 major winners and people that have won major championships out of the 455 total. 83 of the players have won multiple. So out of the 226, 83, and then it's 46 have won three or more. There have been a lot of guys like John Daly, Angel Cabrera, who really never were big winners that won multiple majors. And then you look at guys like Fred Couples, Davis Love, Tom Kite, you know, guys like that only won one major. So I just, you know, really to put yourself in that elite level, you really need to win at least three majors, in my estimation. Just looking over the list, any of the golfers with three majors, you know their names. Whereas there's guys with a couple majors that, you know, like you kind of have to go back, particularly if it's, you know, not within the last 40 years. When television started promoting, you know, having golf on like every week, because it used to be that golf was on sometimes, but a lot of the things were not on TV. So you couldn't exactly find it. And it's been more recent. ESPN helped out quite a bit, you know, that you know, having being able to promote it all the time. And I just, you know, winning a major is important, but you really have to start winning multiple majors to get yourself in that legendary status or whatever. Two majors is great. It validates the first one, but you really need three to put yourself in that next level. I don't know what your take on it is on that.
I would agree with that. And I'm going to go over that list of guys that I'll kind of validate your thoughts with that list. Cause there are guys out there that you can win one and kind of just be playing well for a week, but you get into two. With every one you win, you walk into a different stratosphere. First of all, winning one puts you in a whole different level. And then when you win two, you validate it and you prove that it's not necessarily luck. Three is in that rarefied air. That's a big jump from two to three. And then, you know, you only have three guys who won double digits. So as far as like, there's only been 13 guys that have won more than five. So yeah, you're putting yourself in some pretty rarefied air there, but I agree with that. No doubt. And every one of those is the next step towards that next air and that next tier player.
Yeah, because, I mean, look at Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka. They've won four majors already each.
Yeah.
So regardless, if they don't do anything for the rest of their careers, they've already put themselves into legendary status.
Yeah. Now, in defense of some of these guys, it's harder to win now because the fields are deeper now than they've ever been. You know, Jimmy DeMeritt had to beat a few guys, and Julius Burrows had to beat a few guys, you know, whereas now these fields are much, much deeper. And worldwide, and these guys are, you know, for the longest time, guys, the British Open, you didn't see some of these, you know, guys playing. So there's it's a worldwide event now, obviously, as witnessed by yesterday and the leaderboard there yesterday. So it is more difficult, but you're right. Everyone kind of – it elevates you, and it changes your status with everyone you can win.
Yeah, because it's just – I see a lot of guys that have won, too, that, like, you know, they were okay golfers, but, I mean, like Andy North. He only won three times on tour. John Daly only won four times. I think Angel Cabrera only won like four times.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few of these guys that have won two that are just like, you know. But then there's also some legends on there that only won two as well.
That's right. See, you that. Know, Johnny, so there's that.
John,
there's that kind of player too, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Miller and Greg Norman, just to name a couple. You know, I remember when Greg Norman was doing his thing. He was as dominant a golfer, well, except Tiger, yeah. At least that I've seen probably. Yeah, well, then there was Watson who did his thing. But, you know, we just don't really have the domination anymore. We just have a lot of parity. You know, you might have a couple guys win three tournaments or so. But, you know, you have a lot of guys winning one and two tournaments. And it's just a lot more spread out. So it's a lot harder to do. But just a comment on Justin Thomas. I don't know. You rarely see him have a meltdown, but he had a total meltdown. He had a missed putt on, number 10 from like 4 feet from birdie that would have put him at 6 under, I think. And then of course, he misses his tee shot on the next hole, bogeys that, and then that triple on
13.
I mean, I don't even know what he was doing. From 81 yards, he's as good an iron player as there is, and he just missed that completely fat and just dumped it in the Race Creek. And then the shot after that, he shot it way over the – way past the pin, even though he was just right there. And he just – I mean, it was almost like he, you know, took that one bad shot, and then it just – carried on for like three or four holes, but by that time he had taken himself out of the tournament. And it's really unusual to see, because usually it's a really good grinder, but something happened where he lost it, because those shots were so subpar. Yep. And I could have hit some of those shots better, and I'm not even that good. So.
He imploded. I think he was seven over in his last like 24 holes or something. It was ugly to see. And he, at one point in time, I thought it was going to be a big factor. But after the delay, that was it. That was it.
Yeah, and he could be inconsistent. You know, he won that won the Players' Championship, so I was thinking he was coming off a high. And, you know, he was right there in the third round, yeah, only a couple shots back, and then he just completely, the wheels came off. And it was sad to see, because I would like to see him get some more majors. Obviously, I'm a big
he will. I think he's too good. I appreciate the phone call, Clemson Dominic. He's too good not to win more, and he will win more. He's young, but he will win more. But in winning one major, Duffner won one major. Y. Yang won one major. You know, Jeff Ogilvy, Todd Hamilton, Michael Campbell, Sean McKeel, Ben Curtis. There are guys, you could play good. Rich Beam, you could play good for 1 week. You have no kind of career, no really winning career at all. Paul Lowry comes to mind. You're not a great player. Steve Jones and Tom, well, not Tom, Mark Brooks is an example of it. Guy, you're just not a great player, but you could get hot for a week, and that has happened in the past. Once you win a second time, that validates it. There are still players out there that weren't dominant players that have won two majors. Andy North is that. Hubert Green was a great player, but David Graham, Doug Ford, some of those. Once you get into three, you win three majors. There's not a guy that's not a superstar that has won three. After that third one, that's where you kind of really, really, really set yourself apart. I think Clemson Dominic's made a great point there. There are, you know, one, you can back yourself into one somehow. Someone, this is your week. No one would ever accuse Lou Graham of being a great player. He won a PGA. No one accuse, like I said, a Ben Curtis. He won a British Open. You know, no one ever thought that Rich Beam was a great player. No one ever thought that Sean McKeel was a great player. Todd Hamilton, Michael Campbell, and some of those guys are great players. But they back themselves. You know, Danny Willett won a Masters. It's his only win on tour, on the PGA Tour. So no one's ever accused these guys of being great players. The second one validates. The third one puts you in that rarefied air, I think. Let's take a break. Hal, hang on. I'm coming to you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. What'd you think of the Masters? What'd you think of Clemson baseball, of Major League Baseball, of NASCAR? It's a great sports weekend. Hey, our great friends at the Patterson Tax Service want to talk to you about your taxes. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. The Patterson Tax Service is an awesome company that I totally believe in, because not just me, but when I hear other people talk about it, one of my best parts of my day, and inevitably I'll get more texts this week because people that had those days scheduled for around April 15th had already had it in advance. So think about that. Think about our friends at the Patterson Tax Service and just why they're so good at what they do. Get your tax returns maximized. Make sure that you have the very best representation like they do. Tax planning is a big part of it, and that's one of the reasons why we maximize. We plan our taxes in our family through the Patterson Tax Service. We'll talk about that later, but get them done now in case you're waiting around for it. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. More of Open Lines, more of Reaction Monday right after this.
This is Line X Country. Hard working and built Line X tough. Accessories and customization that go beyond the bedliner. Way beyond.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
Get two pork chop grillers for just $5. Only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the ribeye sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Mail today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMail.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MAIL.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Police officers know it only takes a few seconds of someone texting and driving for things to go terribly wrong. That's why officers are increasing enforcement of texting and driving laws. So put your phone down when driving, or be prepared for the consequences. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Engels, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. Come hang out in person with the Roar team, play the par 3 course, or take on the 18-hole putting course. And here's the best part. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the Canine Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Pinecrest Foods. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. Pinecrestfoods.com. Riley Cordell and his great people are delivering freshness every single day. So you need those dairy products, you need those meats, those spreads. Let them take care of you at pinecrestfoods.com. They're going to wow you with the products, which are the name brand products that you hear about and see about when it comes to those local freshness and local farms and getting you the very best that there is there. And then the other side of it is this customer service. Because, see, Riley knows the difference in getting that next or making sure that they keep that next client. So start with them. You'll stay with them. So great friends at Pinecrest Foods, 844-844-MILK. Get local freshness delivered to your cafeteria, to your convenience store, to your grocery store, to your school system, to your healthcare facility. Get it, like, we'll get it here every single day. The freshest when it comes to the best products is PinecrestFoods.com. A lot to do in the segment. 654 Roar. Hal's been hanging on forever. Hal, thanks for your patience, man. I hope you had a great weekend.
Trevor Lawrence is getting married. That was not the only thing going on. Of course, the Shooters won some cuts. They competed in a national contest. I don't know if it was broadcast around here, but they won it, I think, or was one of the top teams in it this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that, and I didn't watch any this weekend. I watched the past. I don't know what's the difference in good and bad on all that. You know, it's kind of like when I watch cricket, I can't tell what's good or bad. But apparently it's really good here, so congratulations to those people. I know they worked really hard.
Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he was everywhere. He was down in the Masters, and there were a couple of some athletes down there, too.
I saw that, man. He's had a busy week. He went to the Masters and got married. That's a pretty good weekend for him.
Just Fabio and pads.
And he's about to have a very interesting end of this month with the NFL draft coming up.
As he goes, as long as he doesn't go to New England.
No, I think that's a Jacksonville Jaguars thing. I would just be shocked. You know, they love to, in this draft industry, Hal, they love to create this drama, and there's all kinds of drama. Are they going to trade down, and what's going to happen here? And there's a lot of talk about they like this guy better. Some of that they put out there for, or other teams behind them are putting those things out. In the end, Trevor Lawrence will be the top pick in the draft.
And also, Mickey, there are speaking of the draft and all that, be interesting. Justin Fields and all the people going to draft, and it's gonna be a busy weekend, a busy month of April, and all that. This is probably the busiest time for football. You got the rich NFL schedule maybe in a couple of weeks. Of course, the draft and Rich Eisen is gonna maybe run his 40-yard dash and all that.
Yeah, we get to see that. We get to see Rich out there in his suit. I'd like to see him do it in shorts, just see how slow he is through it all. But it is a great month. I think April is one of the best months. April and May both. I think these are March, April, and May. These are great months for sports. I appreciate the phone call, Hal. Thanks an awful lot. It's a great, great, great time in sports. It's a great time with our weather and people getting out. We had the Heritage this week. John, I know you're a Hilton Head guy, so that's important to you.
I mean, in my opinion, the second best tournament of the year.
Yeah.
In my unbiased opinion.
Well, because your hometown and all kinds of great golf course, great event, great field. And it's a perfect – Harbortown is a perfect place to follow up Augusta.
It's a good, you know, transition to other things.
Yeah.
Because it's not a bad view on 18 in Harbortown.
It's beautiful, man. That is beautiful. It's stunning. This is an interesting text. Steve from Easy said, after hearing some of the players gripe about conditions at Augusta on Thursday, I realized I dislike golfers complaining about hard course about as much as I dislike wealthy people about paying too much taxes. You know, it's hard to listen to the top players in the world complain about it. Now, they have a point that really what we do with golf tournaments now and really major championship events now is we have to tuck these pins in almost impossible places. We have to bake out the greens. We have to bake out the fairways. When you host a tour event now, you put your golf course on almost kill your course to make it so firm and so dry and so fast, because anything otherwise, these guys are going to shoot 25 under par. So Augusta's got, you know, through the pines of the world, the wind swirl, I should say. But outside of that, a lot of it's blocked off those tall Georgia pines. Unless you're talking about crazy weather conditions like you might get at the British Open, or, you know, mid or above your ankle rough you get at some places. Augusta, I think if they want to keep scores down, I think they got to add more rough. I think that's pretty simple. But they don't, as I told you very early on, John Hunt, 3424, it is my understanding that the tournament committee and the membership there did not like seeing 20 under par. And as I told you very early on, this was going to be carnage, and it was. It was a lot of triples, a lot of doubles, guys that were putting balls, chipping balls, you know, hitting balls through greens and not holding greens and sucking balls back in water. It was a when they put it right there, as firm and as fast as it was it's borderline crazy. Matter of fact, Trey Lee, my good friend who beat me in the event again this weekend, said, is it too fast? Is it too firm? He asked me that on Thursday, and it's close. I mean, it really is. Now, some people will go, well, it's like that for everybody, and so that's fair. Well, not necessarily, because when you get it that firm and that fast, then sometimes good shots, solid shots, are not rewarded. Sometimes a good solid shot, a properly played shot, might take a bounce and it gets rejected. So, to me, we have to do two things. Number one is we just have to set up these courses nowadays that we reward good shots and we penalize bad shots. I don't mind it being difficult, but I don't want to see it to where it gets, I want to say goofy. Sometimes I say goofy. I guess it's not goofy through that. The other thing we have to do is we're just going to have to accept that these guys are so stinking good. They hit it so stinking far. Their swings are, and what a computerized with the TrackMan and all the K-Vest and everything, and their bodies are in the perfect places through a lot of these swings, that their bodies are so well-conditioned, that their short games are so finely tuned, that they get on these putting labs and these putting computers that tell you exactly everything about your strokes, so your putting strokes are so much better. Green reading now, you don't do it at Augusta, but all these other places, you have the green reading books, so you know exactly what the breaks are going to do at all times. The balls don't spin, I mean, don't curve as much. No spin come with these drivers. We maximized the athlete. We maximized the physical, the mental part of the athlete. We maximized the ball. We maximized the clubs. And so with that said, we just got to accept that, you know, 10, 15, 12, 15, 18, 20, 22 under par. It's going to happen at major championships now. 10 was, you know, for a guy to get, you know, shoot 274, I guess it is. That's tough. I think it's one of the higher scores we'll see now. Augusta's not going to play, outside of more wind, it's not going to play more difficult than what it was this week. And a guy shot 10 under. But at least it wasn't 20 under. Think about that. At least it wasn't 20 under. But that's what they wanted. I told you that all week. They wanted firm, rock hard, fast. And that's what they got. And the other thing is, you know, for the most part, the rain stayed away, as I kind of told you it would too there. Again, it's hard to be humble when you're a weatherman too. Anyway, on a serious note, they didn't have the major storms come through, and we didn't have mud balls everywhere. So the ball was bounding, and the ball was coming off of angles and come off of slopes. But these guys, they prepare in this course so much. We're having to realize these are elite athletes that are making elite preparations, and they know the course so well that it makes it difficult to keep scores respectable. What you have to do is you trick it up. You tuck every pin. I'll have to go back and look at it again, but most of the pins were 4 yards off of a fringe. 4 yards left, 4 yards on, 4 yards to the back fringe, 4 yards tucked on the right or tucked behind the bunker. I mean, 4 paces, that's it. 3 paces, 3 or 4 paces, 5 paces. There were no middle of the greens. There were no easy pin. There were some easy pins because of slopes. But everything's tucked. So we had to do that. We had to bake out the course now to make sure that we have. That's what you had to do. If you soften it up a little bit and you put the pins in more accessible places, you're going to see 20 under par, and they don't want that. They want history to kind of hold up. So I like what the British Open does. The British Open says, here's our course. Guess what? Sometimes Mother Nature's going to make it really, really hard, and the wind's going to howl, and it's going to be baked out and dried and firm and fast. And then sometimes the weather's going to cooperate where the wind's not blowing out hard. We might get some rain in here. It might soften it up, and you guys might shoot 20. Sometimes you guys will shoot 2 under and win. Sometimes you shoot 20 under and win. But Mother Nature controls all that. We've got to find a way to not have to Trick it up's not the right word either. But you get what I'm saying, John?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
We have to do ridiculous things to courses to hold these guys' abilities, hold the scores down, because they're just so stinking good, man. They're so good. And in the process, who is really, really good and who gets magnified the way that Matsuyama's game is magnified, and what he did on Saturday was amazing. But think about it like this. In the process of doing that, what you end up doing is you end up seeing a Matthew Wolf shoot 76-79. He's not playing very well at this point in time anyway. But you see Jason Day shooting 77-76. Patrick Cantlay shooting 79-73. You know, seeing a Rory McIlroy shoot 76-74. Dustin Johnson, the defending champion, playing well all over the place, shooting 74-75. Kepka's knee issue, but 74-75 for him. You know, seeing Francisco Molinari shoot 81 yesterday. Seeing Adam Scott shoot 79 on Saturday. Seeing DeChambeau, besides the 67 on Friday, went 76-75-75. So we just have to make it so firm and so fast that if you don't hit the perfect golf shot, and if you're not in total control of everything, then you're going to be – it's going to be very, very, very difficult for you.
Was I the only one who thoroughly enjoyed watching Bryson struggle all weekend?
No.
He needed a little bit of a nice serving of humble pie there. And
he got it.
He got it.
Par 67, and he doesn't win, and par 68, and he shoots five over par. Hey, Alan got a first-hand look at it all week long from inside the ropes. Good morning, Alan. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, man. Got a couple-hour ride ahead of me to a golf meeting, and so I ain't got to listen much. Overall, everybody pretty happy with the way it turned out?
I think so. I think people like the champion. I think people like the competition. We didn't get the high drama coming down the backside. We showed a little teeth on 15 with the Matsuyama, 16 with Xander, but I think we identified the guy who played the best, and the golf course won because, man, how it was so extremely difficult. What were your impressions?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you could definitely see the little changes, the nuances that they tried to make it tougher, just like we talked earlier in the week about widening some of the landing areas, like on 3 and 9 and 13, 2. Some of those things said the ball would run out, even though the fairway was wider, it was made it harder. And then they got the blessing of the great weather all the way through Saturday, where it was just rock hard, and you probably saw all kind of colors on TV. But it's amazing how close to the edge they can take them, and they really know how much water to hand water and not affect speed, and just barely let them hang on to make it as hard as they can. So I think they accomplished that for the most part. Other than that 1 hour and 15-minute delay on Saturday, they almost had a perfect week.
My little niece, who's a great player, called me, and she didn't understand this part of it. She said, the greens don't look good. I went, no, the greens are exactly how they want them. On television, it was a different color. But you probably saw some colors there on those greens you hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah, there's always a few, like 4 and 7, and those that might heat up the quickest. But they know exactly what they're doing. They never let them get over the edge. But you're right. If you're watching like your niece, it probably scares you a little bit. But when the players see that, they know it's going to be hard and tough. And like I was driving home yesterday, if we do it fairways in the morning, I had the back nine or second nine yesterday morning, and then worked at number 10 until 2 till 1, and then drove home and listened. And just like holes like number 4, I think that had 0 birdies yesterday, only 1 on Saturday. That's just an incredibly hard hole. So there's some definitely gettable holes on the back and even a few on the front, but there's just a few that you got to take par and just be extremely happy.
Well, and that's good to see. You know, that's different than we normally see. I one thing I noticed, and maybe, and I was watching it without the volume on most of the time. We were down in New Orleans at a wedding, and then I watched it yesterday in the car coming home without the sound on. But sometimes you'll see tees moved up in certain places. We didn't see that. I thought they lengthened it out pretty good. Those pins, man. I mean, you were talking about 3 paces and 4 paces from the edge all day long.
You're exactly right. I mean, you saw it on 4 and several that were just right by the edge. But then you had your traditional pin places. I didn't notice, because I didn't see all the holes, or anything out of out of norm in placement-wise yesterday?
No, except for they were just a little bit closer to the edge, a little bit closer to the slope where, you know, now 16 was in its normal spot, but sometimes they were just like you know, 18, a little bit closer to, you know, to the ridge there. And trying to think of another one, you know, 14 maybe. Some of those are just a little bit closer. Five was an example of it. Like, it's just a little closer to the ridge, you know, just trying to make it, you know, that little bit extra, a little harder there.
Yeah, and I mean, it's amazing. I think one of the main couple differences is how truly far they hit it. Shoffley just, I guess those numbers are right, 330. I mean, multiple drives like he hit on 13 and what he and Matsuyama did on 14. These guys are just getting longer and longer, and you think that course at 7,500 would be able to handle that. But the one fun thing we do on Saturday afternoon when we were doing ball marks on greens, we can always see the next day's pin placement on there. We just kind of stand there, and it's neat to stand on that pin placement on 12 green and look back toward the tee and just realize what kind of drama is going to happen there yesterday. And not a lot, but just a real privilege again to get to work there and enjoy the experience.
Do you have your date?
Thanks
going
for letting me call in this week.
Oh, man, we can't thank you enough. Do you have your date for going back down to plan?
No, we've got our sign-up sheet. We all signed up, and they hadn't guaranteed we're going to play. I guess they're still waiting to make sure COVID and all is safe. But it's usually the last Wednesday or two in May.
Well, I know you can't wait for that. Hey, one more quick. How'd your body hang on there? How'd it hold up?
I was really in rough shape after Thursday or Friday night. We just kept, no telling how many ball marks you just dust or cover or fix. I mean, it's just thousands over the week. So, but I feel all right today. So.
Great. You're a KG veteran getting it done. Hey, thanks for all the coverage from down there all week long. And now we got Kiowa. We're going down to the Ocean Course coming up next month.
That is true. And one of the guys, was there on our crew. He just got, he's the new superintendent of Seminole in Florida. And so he's got the Walker Cup coming up. So some of the guys on the crew are going down to help with that. So anyway, yeah, you're right. I'm not sure if I'm going to make the PGA or not, but I got to decide that later. But anyway, enjoyed the show
stuff.
And I just appreciate your Masters coverage, buddy.
Well, appreciate your input to all that. You're a big part of that, Alan. Have a great, safe trip today.
All right. See you, man.
All right, buddy. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Much more on the other side right after this.
Start your spring cleaning today and get insanely clean home with Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119 and mention my name, Mickey Plowler, for a free hallway cleaned. Call 558-7300 or online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Lowe's Spring Fest is here. We've got $10 off gallon cans or $40 off 5-gallon pails on select interior and exterior paints, stains, and coatings. And appliance special values plus free local delivery on appliances $3.96 or more, in-store and online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/14. Actual paint sizes are 116 to 640 fluid ounces. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for rebate terms and conditions. For appliances, restrictions and additional fees may apply. See Lowe's.com or store for details. U.S. only.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Lowe's Spring Fest is here. We've got $10 off gallon cans or $40 off 5-gallon pails on select interior and exterior paint, stains, and coatings. And appliance special values plus free local delivery on appliances $3.96 or more in-store and online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/14. Actual paint sizes are 116 to 640 fluid ounces. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for rebate terms and conditions. For appliances, restrictions and additional fees may apply. See Lowe's.com or store for details. U.S. only.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Hey Tiger fans, this is head coach Dabo Swinney, and I'm excited to let you know it is time to reserve your 2021 Clemson football season tickets and come back home to Clemson. For details and more information, please visit ClemsonTigers.com/football tickets. The season ticket request deadline is April 30th, so be sure and act soon so you can see our Tigers in the Valley this fall. Come back home to Clemson and go Tigers.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Fuse Ultra, America's favorite vape. Get convenient 4-pod packs so you can stay in the moment more and run out for refills less. Fuse Ultra, available in 1, 2, or 4-pod packs. Get yours in store today. Fuse, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited, based on 2020 retail scan data of reported total Fuse Ultra sales volumes.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Let's see our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. We took Meredith's car down to New Orleans, and we, you know, 12,000 miles in our car, and heard a little noise. I was like, uh-oh, I don't know what that is. So what I'll do, I'll take it back to Granger Nissan. We got the lifetime powertrain warranty. It turned out, I think it was the roads that had some issues in the roads there with the noise.
Were you in Alabama?
Alabama and Louisiana and Mississippi, Louisiana. So yes. Anyway, if it is, we'll keep an eye on it the next couple of weeks. It didn't make any noises in from Montgomery on and all the way through Montgomery, but anyway, down there. Anyway, so I think it's the road. If not, we'll just take it over to that because the lifetime powertrain warranty, because we've got great coverage there and a great service team that can help you out. Think about the huge number of cars already on their lot at Granger Nissan of Anderson, the awesome lifetime powertrain warranty with the 0% financing on a lot of their automobiles. It's fantastic. Good friends of ours, and we love our Nissan. As it was, all those little bells and whistles and all the technology that we had and how smooth it was. Great riding car, no doubt about that. To our guest lines, we don't normally have Monday guests, but because I wasn't here on Friday, we move our Jinx Eat Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, and my friend Tyler Vissen joins us. Good morning, Tyler. How you doing?
Hey, Mick, you doing well? How are you guys this morning?
Man, we're blessed. We're awesome. I hope you had a great weekend. We normally preview weekends, but because I was out, let's do this one on a Monday. How about this awful pest of coyotes and hogs? I know a lot of people just – it's one of the worst things that can happen to your hunting grounds. What do we need to know about maybe taking care of some of those predator control issues?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to convince people that it needs to be done during turkey season, because I know that takes priority on a lot of different properties. It would for me as well. But we also have to remember where we are in the time of the year and the seasons are changing and all that. So funds are going to be dropping starting probably late April, if they haven't started already, into May. And hens are going to be sitting on nests over their eggs that they're laying. And then those eggs are going to be hatching probably middle of May, if not earlier than that. And so we all have to realize that in order to really maintain healthy deer and turkey populations, we have to get out there and control the predators that affect those populations. And two of those biggest predators are coyotes and wild hogs. The coyote's favorite meal this time of year is a new fawn. I hate to say it, but that's their main food source, and they're a pretty easy target. And so, especially for coyotes, this is the time of year that they typically pair up for breeding season, maybe a little bit earlier in March or so, but they're going to be very den-oriented right now and very territorial. And so if you put up another predator decoy and do some different howling calls, you could have pretty good success in calling in a pair of coyotes and being able to harvest both of them at the same time. As soon as it gets more into late May or late April, early May, you switch to the fawn in distress call. And not that you're guaranteed a shot or an opportunity, but, you know, your chances are very good. You want to hunt the edges of clear cuts, fields, main roads. They're somewhat lazy animals, so they like clear paths and they like to travel, you know, cover a lot of ground very quickly. So as far as hogs, real quick about them, they still are very active this time of year. They still move during the whole day. The weather is still pretty cool, so they're not necessarily so much water oriented as they would be during the summer. So they're a little bit easier to pattern. Plus, there shouldn't be a lot of pressure on them. So finding where they are during the day, during the night, should be pretty easy, but you still can't bait them as long as they're still turkey hunting your property. So again, you kind of have to make that decision. Am I going to turkey hunt this year? Or am I going to try to control some hogs? Because I just had a group of 15 or 20 move on, and I care more about the future than I do harvesting a turkey this year. So those are just a few good tips of what we can be doing right now, trying to balance between, you know, harvesting your turkeys and harvesting your predators to maintain a good, sustainable population moving forward.
I have a curveball to throw at you, Tyler, right now. Texter said, ask him about how smart beavers are. I'm dealing with them right now. He said he's got beaver issues. Is that a major? Is that a smart animal really hard to deal with?
They can be. Beavers are tough. If you're on a pond, then they can be a little bit easier just because it's typically one population or one group. You're still going to be dealing with young bucks moving in and out as the seasons change. When the young bucks get older, they move into new territory. So you're going to get new beavers coming in fairly consistently. If they're old beavers, yes, they can be pretty smart. I worked on trapping some different groups down south in the Greenwood area. And if they've seen a trap before, if they kind of know what you're doing, then they're very smart to lead with a stick. They'll snap the trap and then just pack mud around it. So you just have to do some different sets, different trapping areas. Make sure you hit the huts. Make sure you hit the dams. Make sure you have maybe a ground set or two for where they're coming in and out of the pond or the creek or something like that. But yeah, they can be very tough. So don't feel bad if you're having trouble. A lot of people do, especially in early stages and trying to figure out how to really get a trap in.
All right. Normally on Thursdays, I go to the website, see what else new. I didn't do it, and Mondays throw me for a curveball, so I hadn't seen the site since a week ago, Thursday night. What's up at Jinx Inc. Realty? And really, Tyler, not just the real estate part of it, but what you guys do an awesome job at is helping that property management and helping the folks with your expertise.
Yeah, that's right. The site's looking great, Mickey. We're doing our best to pick up some new listings, and I think I've heard some chatter around the office. We've got some really great properties coming on. So everyone just keep your eyes on the website at www.jirland.com. But, yeah, as far as the management we do as well, we're getting into dove season summer food plot season. So in a couple weeks we're going to be planting our first corn and sunflowers of the year. And then come late May, early June, we're going to be doing our summer food plot mix to keep the deer happy and healthy on the property, work on antler growth, help the the dozes, they're dropping their fawns. So anything like that, we do bush hogging, we do stand maintenance, we do just about anything to make your property turnkey and ready for hunting season. So if that's something we can help out with, we'd be happy to do that. Any questions about real estate needs or wildlife management needs, please feel free to give us a call at 864-631-2770.
I keep getting my text now about the Acme Anvil Company and all that kind of stuff with the coyotes. We don't have those with these type coyotes. Anyway, hey, always the best, buddy. Always enjoy it. Hey, did you take down a turkey? Did I see that on social media the other day? You took down a turkey?
Yeah, awesome. I've been very fortunate this year. I've been on three hunts and killed three big mature birds, so it's been a great season.
Awesome stuff, buddy. Hey, thanks again. Have a great week. We'll talk to you guys on Friday this week.
Yeah, sounds great, Mickey. Take
all right.
care.
All right, buddy. Like my good friend Tyler there, for sure. buddy of mine says, your last guess was correct. Have an old beaver live in my house right now. She's extremely smart. Oregon State University beaver, that is. She's a graduate of Oregon State. So, good stuff there for my good friend Jim. Couple of texts here. Oh, by the way, stay tuned for 8:05. We've got a treat for you, 8:05. A fun treat from the Masters at 8:05. Really, quite frankly, the funniest thing I've seen in all of sports, maybe. Or one of the funniest things I've seen in all of sports. So 8:05 this morning, wait for that one. Matt in the big brown truck says, what other sporting events would have a larger screen or even go to a split screen with a tornado? Matt in the big brown truck. Did you have any tornado damage up here? I know Seneca got it again.
Really?
On no. Friday. Yeah, cars turned over, roofs and all that kind of stuff. Had a bad deal here. And so we got lucky here for sure. Texture says, this is 9046. I was very impressed with Zalatoris being in contention the entire tournament. Very composed kid. That's Tiger Todd. Tiger Todd, I agree. His composure was amazing. Now, we're familiar with him because he played at Wake Forest. And I know, you know, Coach Penley, well, matter of fact, I'll ask him about it when we get him on this week to celebrate that 82nd victory. But Will Zalatoris is a player that, he's the skinniest player I've ever seen. I showed you before the show, John, of the joke of if he won, what the Champion Center would look like. It was one shrimp, one little tiny little potato, one kernel of corn or whatever it was.
Did you see Tim Bray's tweet yesterday about Zalatoris?
No.
He put out yesterday, 5 years ago, Clemson won the ACC tournament by 11 shots over second place Wake Forest. All five Clemson golfers finished ahead of Will Zalatoris. Guess he has really improved since then. LOL, congrats, Will.
Dang. Yeah, he is a...
Bryson Ember, Austin Langdell, Miller Capps, Stephen Bear, and yep, Bear. Carson Young. All placed higher than Zalatoris.
That? How about that? So maybe this is the catapulting into a different stratosphere, but we've also seen one-time guys, right? We've seen one-time... you know, guys that didn't win in the majors that really, you know, hadn't been able to parlay that into bigger and better things. We've seen guys that once they get in contention, you know, they go on to do amazing stuff. We've also seen guys that get in contention and just did nothing after getting in contention one time. So it's not, you know, who knows? Who knows what it looks like? I thought that what we did is we exposed a bunch of guys and exposed guys didn't have complete games or guys that might have issues coming in. One thing that we didn't know was Matsuyama, and I want to check this. We'll do this in the next hour. What was his like coming in? Because I didn't pick him, and we considered him a great player, but what was his form like coming in? So I'll give you that coming up in a second. But 8:05, pretty cool. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I had. And it's a video as well. The video is better than the audio. But at least the audio is pretty good, right? So we'll introduce that coming up. Our great friends at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. I want to encourage you to do a couple things here with Katechi. Number one is download their app. Their app is amazing, and you can do all kinds of stuff. You get tee times. You can book lessons. You can get any kind of... you know, find out about the restaurant, what I was going there, all the activities, any of their maintenance schedule. You can do all that with our great friends over at Katechi, CATEECHE.com. Download that app. The other one is we have a big event coming up for their charity, Putts for Paws. This is the registration and everything is coming up on April the 19th. So that's this week. Get by and see those good folks to find out more about this great event for the benefit of the Hart County Humane Society. Call or get in touch with Shannon, shannon@katechi.com, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E.com. Get by and see those folks, 770-856-3323 for a great tournament this weekend. Hour number